Hello?
ABC Appliances, this is Carlos. How may I help you?
Hi, Carlos. It's Tony here. By any chance, are you the owner?
Tony, how can I help you, Tony? What's the call in regards?
Of course. There was a call like 4 months ago regarding getting you exclusive clients. I'm not sure if it was you. And it was assigned for around March or April to call back, since you guys were working with somebody. I think it's Google related.
Yeah, we now getting clients. So there's several ways, obviously, as part of a marketing campaign to get clients. I am the owner, by the way. I don't have much time on the phone. I do have some things to do. But the main thing was, I don't recall the call, but at the time we were working with someone. We are still working with them. Mm-hmm. And we were, I guess, seeing how that was going to work out.
Exactly.
With their new ownership, everything's working out the same. It's going great. We're selling out. Actually, our constraint at the moment is getting good deals, good prices for customers, because our inventory is turning pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to go into it, but mm-hmm. by all means, you know, we've got like, you know, 5 minutes or so. If it's not enough time, I could probably schedule an appointment for a longer time period. But honestly, I don't want to waste your time at the same time. I don't know that I do want to schedule an appointment, because things seem to be going well from a marketing perspective.
Okay.
We don't have a necessary deep need for selling more inventory. We're already selling out. We have a deep need for sourcing more variety, better prices, more quantity, better price. You know, just that's kind of where we're at right now. The market is a little bit tight for our buying of new appliances. All the good deals are going, and we've been paying about 3% more the last month. I'm just hoping this is just kind of a little hump. You know, a little bit of a squeeze here on us, and it'll get back to normal. But, you know, if it does, you know, I would say that, you know, we're locked into a lease. So in order to get more, to have more capacity, we would have to probably move to a bigger space. And it doesn't look like we're going to be doing that anytime soon, at least this year, till about mid next year. Once we move to a bigger space, I know we'll need more advertising, more marketing. We'll need to sell more when we move into a bigger space. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So wait, just real quick, I know you're busy, sir. When you mentioning prices, is that like people calling you? Of course, you're getting a good volume of that, as I can kind of hear. But they're trying to kind of lower your prices when they're actually trying to buy?
No, it's the brokers we purchase our inventory from. Their prices are a little bit high right now.
Oh,
we got a handful of brokers we work with, and their prices are high right now, and their supply is low. So, you know, we're scrounging up, you know, selling our refurbished appliances that we get from haulaways, from donations, things of that nature, just to kind of keep inventory in stock.
Meanwhile,
we're at about
things kind of settle
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right now we've been at about 50% for the last 2 months. We're trying to get to 100% inventory,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like we're turning half of it every 2 to 3 weeks, and we're consistently trying to buy. So it's a good problem we're having right now. It's just
mm-hmm.
still a problem.
So it's not market related. People are calling you. Thing is that these guys are kind of squeezing every penny, because sounds like the market is a little bit scared.
Yeah, no, it's like, pretty much.
Right.
We're selling out, yeah. Could we sell 10, 15 extra items per month? Well, of course we could. Of course we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to. But at what cost, if our current advertising and marketing is kind of already doing its job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
it would absolutely have to make just ridiculous sense for us to do anything different. If anything, I'll put more money into what's already working right now than try something new, honestly. That's how I look at it.
Of course. Why bother something that's already working? Of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Well, I the market is pretty unpredictable nowadays. You know, they're scared. So it makes sense that they're going to charge a little bit extra than what they used to. But, you know, the good thing is that people are calling you and your market is working fine. So I don't see anything to change here on that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. There was a time about a year and a half ago where it was rough. We couldn't get enough people in here consistently without oversupplying and oversaturating, you know. But now a lot of our listings, a lot of the appliances that come in, they don't even get a chance to make it on our website because they get sold before we get the chance to put them up for advertising. It's definitely good so far. We're in a good spot. We're in a good spot right now with that, sir.
All right, sir. Well, probably, like you mentioned, probably mid-next year might make a little bit more sense.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we do. We're getting pushed out of here, but it's, the reason that we haven't moved yet early to break our, I wouldn't say to break our lease, but like to add a second location is simply because of how unpredictable the buyer's market has been from the brokers that we buy from. Mm-hmm. It's, we thought it was going to be unlimited supply 24/7 from three different to five different sources. And we were able to pick and choose at any point in time. At least that's what it's been like for a year and a half. But now all of a sudden, 1 month and I'm paying, you know, I'm making $8,000 less per month because of how much higher my buying prices are. And that's to the bottom line. That's to my pocket. You know, I'm making $8,000 less where I was used to making, you know, a certain amount. I'm making $8,000 less because the prices are higher. Now, now if I continue selling and I have to buy it, I'm only going to make less. So my margins are just going to compress with me buying more inventory. So I'm going to see if this is a phase, you know, a one month phase, you know, maybe even 2 month phase. I'm going to see if that is it and if it goes back to normal, because if it does, you know, then we'll be happy to expand to a second location. Just right now, it doesn't make sense. There's no sense in me buying it, making a smaller margin. And when you expand and grow, when we expand and grow, there is going to be some influx in overhead. There's going to be influx in costs, you know, bills. And so if my margins aren't cutting it because of us getting charged an extra 3% on average per, you know, $100,000 truck, that's a big difference. That's my bottom line. Like I said, I'm making less, $8,000 less this month take home because of the, has nothing to do with the buying. People are buying. We're selling out. It's just the margins are smaller, you know? And I don't believe in just getting bigger for the sake of getting bigger. The margins got to make sense too, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, at least from this side, you know, I do marketing, of course, for a living, and there's big companies that are being brought down. So I would not risk anything right now. It's not good. It's not good to invest when it's risky. That's actually how market works. That's its main foundation. So don't risk it, man. Just keep it tight and we'll see how things develop, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. We do have plans eventually moving. Just because we've been needing even more variety.
Okay.
But, when the prices make sense on a long enough time horizon, because we've only been doing, new appliances for about a year. We were a used appliance store for about 5 to 6 years. So let's say we're going to let this year finish out. And then if this year showed just one hiccup, like 1 month in March where prices were high, oh, then we're good. Then we can outlast that. So we can move forward to bigger operations.
Okay.
Yeah, to a bigger space.
Well, sir, let's see how it develops. I appreciate your time. I'll put the notes for next year. By any chance, if you're open on talking some strategies, feel free to call us at this phone, okay?
Okay, and are you guys based out of Colorado Springs?
No, it's in California, but it works nationwide. They've been working for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So we got all over the place. We can show you some good examples of people that are thriving with our service.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I would assume you guys would want to get with a company that's kind of already got momentum and it's already got a certain revenue amount, and, you know, it's just better all around for everyone. You don't want to work with somebody who's too small. It doesn't benefit either one, I don't think, but yeah.
Well, in a way, I mean, it depends. You know, this is fit for even starting businesses, so it's not.
Oh,
it's
I see. So you guys got to kind of work with.
We're flexible.
Different caps. All right. Sounds good. Yeah, man. We'll reach back then, and we'll see how this year went. But so far, since last year, everything's been going great, and I'm just hoping this is just kind of a hiccup where. Well, because we really rely on these brokers. I mean, it's just not one. It's like if I rely on like five of them, and all five are got low supply and prices are high, it's like, whoa, there's something larger at play here. Because they're not all in the same state. They're, you know, Chicago, California, Minnesota, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Denver. It's like if they're all kind of on short supply, then it tells me, like, okay, well, it's something that I got to wait out just a little bit longer and then see if it's just a hiccup. And if it is, well, we're going to be rocking and rolling next year, my man.
Well, let's hope. I'm not sure if you're a pro or against, but I'm just, you know, my point of view, let's just see if this guy gets out of the office, all right? You know, it's not working out for everybody, man, honestly. It's just, it's going sideways, like, very fast.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah. You're talking about the tariffs, probably. Yeah, I didn't think about that at all. You know, but it is. It can anything like on a global scale is affected down to us in some way or another. And yeah, you're kind of right about that. And it's good to the extent that you run out of inventory, and then you have to pay higher amounts. So yeah, we're gonna pivot a little bit, which we already did with getting back to used appliances. But new is where it's at. You know. People want new appliances at good prices. You know, they're willing to pay a little bit extra for them. And, you know, after all, we know they're not going to last 20 years, but they're going to be way better than, you know, buying a used appliance. And trust me, I know we've been selling used appliances for 5-6 years now. We know that there's always going to be a 30% chance, within that first year that you're going to have a problem with a new appliance and, with the used appliance. But with the new appliance, it's less than 1% of people. So that's what we're going to try to keep it going, man.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You're doing good, man. It's not a good time to stretch right now. I would not recommend it. And of course, do keep an eye out because things are shifting a lot. A lot of things come from China and even China is on the ropes right now with things that are going on. So prices are most likely bound to increase. So definitely. Yeah, 100%. All right, sir. Keep an eye out. We'll see you next year, Kale. Feel free to call us. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you.